Alice Murchie is somewhat new to the Valley.
I've been here 3 months.
She moved to a Sunshine Retirement Living Community in Surprise from California, and today she's seeing a new doctor. At 91, she doesn't have a driver's license anymore, which can make finding transportation to appointments like this a little tricky.
I have a daughter in Whitman, but she works all week and can only come on Saturdays.
And she adds the community's van
doesn't take you anywhere on Tuesday or Thursday, so I needed another ride.
But Murchie did find transportation to her doctor today with a man named Adam in his red Chevy Cruze.
How are we doing today?
Adam drives for Lyft, and this ride is part of a new arrangement her community signed with the ride-sharing company.
As we've evolved as a company, we believe it translates very well into healthcare and to that segment of our business, and certainly for our elder population.
Dan Tregub heads up Lyft's Elder Mobility Initiative. He says making the app work for a population that doesn't always have a smartphone does come with some challenges. For one, they don't have the app to order the ride. And once the ride is ordered, the driver can't see exactly where the passenger is, which is why, to make this work, they and other ride-sharing companies are beginning to partner with senior living communities.
One of the core tools that we've built since we got into the healthcare vertical is a tool that we call Concierge.
So all Murchie had to do to order her ride was to call her community's front desk. They take care of the ordering, ride monitoring, and billing. But just because these companies are making it easier for this market to use these services, are consumers in their 80s and 90s actually using it?
We had over 30% of the residents in the pilot community take a ride through Lyft.
Andrew Smith is the director of strategy and innovation at Brookdale, a national assisted living chain.
And 50% of those residents who rode are repeat riders.
His company is also testing a ride-sharing program with a few communities, one of which is here in the Valley. Smith says the demand is growing among his residents, and transportation experts like Carol Wright with the National Aging and Disability Transportation Center say that's only expected to increase as the baby boomer generation gets older.
If there are enough numbers of people that want a certain thing, then the market responds accordingly. And I think transportation is going to be one of those things that responds as well.
Breaking the numbers down, the U.S. Census Bureau projects that by 2029, there will be more than 71 million baby boomers who are over the age of 65. That's expected to make up about 20% of the total U.S. population. But Wright adds, appealing to this market is more than just a good business opportunity. Offering more options to older adults can help reduce the social isolation many people face when they lose their license.
And when we become more socially isolated, we fall vulnerable to things like depression.
For ride-sharing companies and senior living communities, these pilot programs are still ongoing. They've experienced a few hiccups along the way, but for the most part, they say these partnerships are helping serve a community that for a long time had few options for transportation. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.